Devayam nodita sarve,
Devayam nodita sarve,
Vidya sarge Bodies were ordered to create by Lord Brahma. We chanted these prayers and praise of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and became completely free from all ignorance. Thus we were able to create different types of living entities. Purport: in this verse we can understand that the various types of living entities were created simultaneously at the very beginning of the creation. The nonsensical Darwin theory of evolution is not applicable here. It is not that intelligent human beings did not exist millions of years ago. On the contrary, it is understood that the most intelligent creature, Lord Brahma, was first created. Then Lord Brahma created other saintly sages like Maharishi, Bhrigu, Atreya, Vashishta, or Shiva. They in their turn created different types of bodies according to karma. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapiladeva told his mother that the living entity gets a particular type of body in accordance with his work and that this body was decided upon by higher authorities. And the highest authorities, as appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are Lord Brahma and all other Prajapatis and Manus. Thus, from the beginning of creation, it could be seen that the first creature is the most intelligent. It is not that so called modern intelligence is developed by the gradual process of evolution. As stated in Brahma Bhavarta Purana, there is a gradual evolutionary process, but it is not the body that is evolving. All the bodily forms are already there. It is a spiritual entity or spiritual spark within the body that has been promoted by the laws of nature under the supervision of superior authority. You can understand from this verse that from the very beginning of creation, different varieties of living entities were existing. It is not that some of them have become extinct. Everything is there. It is due to our lack of knowledge that we cannot see things in their proper perspective. In this verse, the word vasta tamasa is very important, for without being free of ignorance, one cannot control the creation of different types of living entities. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Daiva Netrena, bodies are rewarded under the supervision of superior powers. How can these superior powers control the evolutionary process of the living entity if they are not free from imperfection? Now, followers of the Vedic instructions cannot accept the Darwinian theory of evolution, for it is marred by imperfect knowledge. Next text. The devotee of Lord Krishna, whose mind is always absorbed in him, who with great affection and reverence chants this stotra, will achieve the greatest perfection of life without delay. The purport: perfection means becoming a devotee of Lord Krishna, as stated in the first canto of Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramaka. The ultimate goal of life is Vasudeva Krishna. Any devotee of Lord Krishna can attain all perfection, material gains, and liberation simply by offering prayers to him. There are many varieties of prayers for Lord Krishna chanted by great sages and great personalities, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Lord Krishna is known as Shiva Varinchi Nuktam. Shiva means Lord Shiva, Varinchi means Lord Brahma. Both these demigods are engaged in offering prayers to Lord Vasudeva, Krishna. If we follow in the footsteps of such great personalities and become devotees of Lord Krishna, our lives will become successful. Unfortunately, people do not know the secret. Nate vidu swakavityamhi Vishnu. They do not know that the real interest and highest perfection of life is to worship Lord Vishnu. It is impossible to become satisfied by trying to adjust the external energy. Without being a devotee of Lord Krishna, one can only be baffled and confused. To save living entities from such a calamity, Lord Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita, after many, many births and deaths, the wise man surrenders unto me, knowing that very well that I, Vasudeva, am everything. Such great souls are very rare. We can achieve whatever benediction we want simply by becoming devotees of Vasudeva. Translation, when all the Prajapatis were ordered to create by Lord Brahma, we chanted these prayers in praise of the Supreme Personality of God, being completely free from all ignorance, and thus we were able to create different types of living entities. A devotee of Lord Krishna, whose mind is always absorbed in him, who with great attention and reverence chants his stotra, will achieve the greatest perfection of life without delay. So we see here, again, the conclusion. And usually at the end of a chapter or stotra or whatever, there is some praise given to the particular work. That is called a phalasruti, or stating the different results of chanting that particular prayer. So that is stated here. First by showing, by example, the results of the prayer. So Shiva has stated how the Prajapatis got the prayer, and they chanted that prayer, and because of that, they were able to create the living entities in the material world. So in other words, through the process of getting knowledge and performing bhakti by chanting these prayers in praise of the Lord, they got shakti to carry out the function of creating progeny. So in other words, they develop these material powers because of their devotion to the Lord. So therefore, the next verse states that one should be Vasudeva Parayana, or dedicated to Vasudeva. And in this way, one gets the highest perfection without delay. So this is a particular praise of this prayer. But of course we also know that the same can be said for the whole of the Bhagavatam. If one recites the Bhagavatam, then one gets the goal of life. Or if one recites any of the particular pastimes in the 10th canto, one will get similar results. So this is a very general statement here about this prayer giving the result. It does mention, of course, Vasudeva, which means Krishna, of course, but it also means, in general, we have the Chaturvyuha of the Lord Vasudeva Chakrasana Pradumna Anuruddha, so it can also mean that. And particularly because here Shiva is, the prayers actually did not really concentrate on Krishna, but simply the general aspect of the Lord with his powers. And of course, Krishna had not appeared at this time in Svayambhuva Manvantara, and he only appears in the Vaivasvata Manvantara. Therefore, he's not really revealed much in the previous prayers. In any case, there is devotion to Vishnu, and there's devotion to any avatar forms, and devotion to Krishna. It's all considered bhakti, because these are forms of Bhagavan. As long as the proper idea of the Lord is there. In other words, we can worship the forms of Vishnu, but they may be Paramatma forms. And we're only concentrating on the aspect of the Lord as the creator and destroyer of the material world. And then we have a limited conception of the Lord, and consequently, by worshipping those forms, our result will be limited to that particular realization. So the Bhagavatam is actually encouraging higher realization, that is realization of Bhagavan, in which we realize more details of the Lord, particularly his affection for his devotees, more qualities in the Lord, and developing a relationship with the Lord. Not just a realization, but establishing a relationship. So that is the essence of Bhagavan realization, to establish a relationship with the Lord in a particular service such as Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya. So in this way, the realization of Bhagavan is actually superior. So some of the prayers in the Bhagavatam will be general. Even the prayers of Gajendra we see are rather general. They don't really concentrate so much on Krishna. They give the general aspects of the Lord. And even the prayers of Rakura are not so particular. On the other hand, we will find other prayers to the Lord by great devotees, like the gopis and others. So they will be very, very particular in how they describe the Lord. And of course, we have very exalted prayers by Lord Brahma, for instance, after he was bewildered. So those prayers are very famous because they actually point out Krishna as the supreme form. And he is actually different from Vishnu in the sense that he is the essence of sweetness. So those are more particular in pointing out the excellence of Krishna in comparison to all the other forms. So therefore they are more glorified, actually those particular verses are more glorified than the other general prayers that we see in the Bhagavatam. So we should see the relative importance of the different prayers also in respect to the Supreme Lord. Now, as I mentioned the other day, chanting the name of the Lord actually is not different from the Lord also. So, and so of course bhakti is, and as well as chanting stotras is also bhakti, but chanting itself will also attain, give the same benefit, the same result. Whatever is promised here by these stotras will also be granted by chanting the name of the Lord. And of course if we chant the name of Krishna, then we even get a higher result, that is we have a realization of Krishna and all his qualities and a relationship with Krishna. So, therefore, chanting the name of the Lord also is sufficient for us, provided that we do have the proper knowledge of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, we do have the Bhagavatam with the various Leelas of various forms of the Lord, as well as the Leelas of Krishna in the 10th canto. So not only we have 10th canto, we have all the other cantos as well. And in these other cantos we have a different descriptions of other aspects of the Supreme Lord. So the whole purpose of this is to show that everything is ultimately included within Krishna. All the other forms of the Lord, and the Paramatma forms, and all the other qualities of other forms are actually in Krishna. So it is said, when Krishna appears, all the other forms also enter into him and appear with him. So that is, Ramachandra enters into Krishna's form when he appears in this material world. Narsimhadeva enters into him. All the other forms also enter into him. Garbhadakshaya Vishnu and all the other forms also enter into him and participate in his pastimes. So, in this way, Krishna includes everybody. So he is complete in himself. So, the other aspects of the Bhagavatam, other cantos of the Bhagavatam, simply enlarge the powers of Krishna to include everything. So everything is ultimately depending upon Krishna, who is the Asraya of everything. And all the other creation, destruction, and everything else is ultimately under him. So the particular forms of the Lord are there for creation, destruction, etc., but ultimately under the power of Krishna. So Krishna illustrates that in his pastimes in the 10th canto. In the Brahma Mohana Lila, he shows that he is all the Vishnu forms. After Madhya Yasoda, he shows he, everything is in him. So in this way, Krishna is all inclusive of everything. So whatever we find in all the other prayers is also within Krishna and his name. Yeah, ultimately. Of course, even in the Vedas, there Madhvacharya says, all the names of the Devatas are ultimately names of Supreme Lord also. Indra, Varuna, everything. Ultimately, the real Indra, the real Varuna, the real Agni is actually Vishnu. Because he has all the qualities of them. And so he actually is Agni and Indra and Varuna, etc. And secondarily, the Devatas have these names. It's just actually, so all the names in the Vedas that seem to be Devata names are actually praises of Vishnu. Because everything is included in Vishnu, and he empowers these Devatas.
Vishnu, relationship and derivation. How are they related? Relations can be harmony for my
audience. What's that?
Relationship and derivation.
Yeah.
More important
for me. Yeah. Well, the relationship, in other words, the Supreme Lord, and there is the Jiva. And of course, in impersonal philosophy, there is no distinction, so there's no relationship. So there's no action, there's no perception, there's nothing. It is existence only. You cannot see anything in Brahman because there's nothing to see. There's no subject and object, so there's no perceptions. There's only a realization of existence, sat. Paramatma realization, actually there is perception of Paramatma, a realization of Paramatma. So in that sense, it's superior. But that's as far as it goes. We have perception of the Supreme Lord. But the relationship also is absent. Bhagavan realization, we have perception of the Lord. But there's also a relationship with the Lord established in a particular mood or bhava. That is Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhurya. So that is established through the process of bhakti. You know the process. Mm-hmm. Yeah, general. This is a general statement. Meaning in general, because. She was included among the, let's say, the progeny of Brahma, that's all. Of course, he created some in one sense because he created the Rudra expansions, 11 Rudra expansions. That's as far as he went. Well, we have, what, Ganapati and Skanda is the offspring of Shiva. So he has some descendants. They don't have any descendants, so I don't think. He produces other devatas.
Brahma
produces
Shiva, he increases the progeny. Shiva increases the progeny. So that means Shiva has many of his followers spread out. And Brahma asked him to keep quiet and chant.
What's that?
Brahma created Kumara, the youngest to
world. Yeah.
Shiva created lots.
He expanded the population. Oh, Shiva came out and then he was out of his anger.
Yeah, then Shiva created the progeny. That means they are
all
descended from Shiva,
like
Shiva has followed
them. No, but Brahma created other ones. Then Brahma created the Prajapatis after that. After Rudra, then he created the other Prajapatis like Angira and Marichi, etc. All these other ones. Okay? And they were the ones that created the progeny. There are different prescriptions. In the second canto, there's a description of the Vishnu form that goes from, in Paramatma actually, that goes from the feet upwards like that. We'll find it's various with various descriptions. So sometimes the gopis to start out with glorifying Krishna's face, his eyes, for instance. So it depends on the particular devotee.
ग्रंथनाथ श्रीमद्भागवतम की
जय।
भगवान महाराज की
जय।
श्री कृष्ण गोपाल
जय।
सर्वप्रमंद
Thank you.